Welcome. You're listening to Happy Hour, Crab Radio Live, brought to you courtesy of the Quack House Radio Network, straight from Crab Radio's dungeon. For those of you that might remember the old Trifecta broadcast, this will be loosely based on that, which ended its broadcasting career New Year's Day 2011. We're going to pick up right where that left off and still continue to bring you the best-sounding bootlegs that you'll find anywhere on the web, or at least I think so. Let's move into the rock and roll, but first, I need to let you all know that there is also a chat box window that you can access by pointing your browser at www.quackhouseradio.net and look for Quack House 4 or QH4 channel. We'll be in the chat there as well as possibly other listeners, and you may be able to get some direct feedback there. There's also a little flash player in the corner that may or may not be your method of choice to listen to the stream, and might prove to be less cumbersome than Winamp or Windows Media Player or whatever you choose to use. And without further ado, let's move into the bootlegs.
Yowza. The Tune Meister is back in the house. And on this holiday weekend, we got a special show ahead of us. And we're going to launch it off with a July 4th concert by none other than Jimi Hendrix. The second Atlanta International Pop Festival was held near Middle Georgia Raceway in Byron, Georgia. Originally scheduled for July 3rd to July 5th, 1970, the festival did not finish until near dawn on the 6th. Like the Woodstock Festival the previous summer, the event was promoted as, quote, 3 days of peace, love, and music, end quote. Also like Woodstock, it became an open event. While the promoter threw admitted hordes of folk out without tickets once the crowds outside began to tear down the plywood fence that had been erected around the concert site. As a result, no accurate count is available for the attendance at the festival, with estimates ranging from between 300,000 and 600,000. Jimi Hendrix headlined the festival, playing to the largest American audience of his career. He launched into his rendition of the Star Spangled Banner as a fireworks display began around midnight on July 4th, 1970. This soundboard recording captures Jimmy's performance, a highlight of what turned out to be his last tour before his tragic death later that year. Sit back in your chair, spark up a nice fat one, and check this one out and hear one of his last rides into the sunset. Rock on.
Here's what's happening on Quack House Radio. Saturday nights from 8 p.m. till midnight Eastern on QH4, the Tune Master brings you Happy Hour. Saturday nights on QH3 from 10 p.m. till 2 a.m. Eastern, Paul Higgins has the Aquarian Moons. Saturday evenings on QH3, Dave DeRay brings you the Saturday Shoutout from 8 p.m. till 10 Eastern. Then through the week on QH3, Dave DeRay brings you the Monday Mayhem from noon till 2. Then on Tuesday, 6 p.m. till 9 o'clock, the Tuesday Titan. Wednesday, the Hump Day Right Away. Thursday, the Thursday Throwdown. And on Friday, the Friday Funk Night. And when you're just ready to get off work Eastern Time at 5 p.m., it's Samo Radio. Mondays 5 p.m. till 8 p.m., Tuesday through Friday 5 p.m. till 6 p.m. on QH3. And then the rest of the time, 24 hours a day, it's Donald Duck Landis, playing anything and everything. So your place for entertainment 24/7, QH1, QH2, QH3, and QH4. That's Quack House Radio. Check out our website at quackhouseradio.net. Wah, wah.
Oh, Thank you for waiting. Testing, 1, 2, 3, testing. I'd like to introduce a new member to the group. It's Billy Cox on bass. And Mitch Mitchell on drums. Yours truly on public saxophone. Stand next to your fire. Let me stand, baby. Let's live, baby. Stop acting so damn crazy. See, your mama ain't home, but ain't my concern. You play with me, child, and you won't get burned. I have only one itch and desire. Let me stand next to you. Too loud for you, because if it is, we can always turn up. I have to do another thing, go something like this here. Hey, Dick, there's a whole lot of girls running around loose because your old man's in the army and so forth. And when he comes back, he's gonna find you up there with your other man. Somebody call, here comes your lover man. There's a red house over yonder, baby. Lord, that's where my baby stays.
Down on Well, I'm waiting on a train station.
for that train. Take me away from this lonesome town. Down in my heart.
You
your thing and stand up on your feet because we'd like to do a happy birthday song to America. Thank you, something like that. We're the thing they used to brainwash you to sing in school. Well, let's all, everybody stand up and sing it together. Let's do it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, Jimi Hendrix. What better way to spend the 4th of July than listening to fireworks, gunfire, and Jimi Hendrix?